So as Tommy said, I was at Locke Lord for I guess over 13 years, and I represented investors, servicers, mostly investors and servicers, lenders, et cetera. Since I've left, I've done a lot of litigation aside from that, but in the mortgage context, I've represented title companies, law firms, lawyers, substitute trustees, et cetera, which has been a great learning experience for me. So what I'm going to go over is, one, the forum in which these cases are litigated, in particular the forum in which defendants should want to litigate the cases, and this is largely from a defense perspective because that's largely what I do, as well as common state claims and common federal claims. So one might ask, why are we talking about the forum in which to litigate cases, which I would submit to you is by far the most favorable forum is federal court when you're a defendant. I mean, every case needs to be evaluated based on its facts and the law, but I don't know that I've seen a case where I've represented a servicer, a bank, a lender, a lawyer, or a law firm where we would have been better off litigating our case in a state, district, or county court. And so why is that? One major issue is that there's much better developed mortgage-related case law. Although Texas now has a Rule 91A motion, it pales in comparison to 12B6, and it pales in comparison to the judge's willingness to actually grant dispositive motions. I still think state judges are much, much more hesitant to grant a dispositive motion immediately versus federal judges who, if you have law on your side or not, will grant that motion to get that case out of their court. Less of a home court advantage and more consistent, predictable results. But frankly,